Prabhu Nityananda Sri Anvita Gadadhara Ashwara Sri Gaura Bhakta Pradhi Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopa Dasham Kundra Radha Pari Giri Gopa Dhanki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dhanki Jai Navadav Dhanki Jai Ganga Jamuna Tulsi Bhakti Giri Jai Ananda Kori Vaishnava Vrindi Giri Jai Samadhatta Bhakta Vrindi Giri Jai Gokhandi All glories to some of the glories, all glories to some of the glories, all glories to some of the glories, all glories to Sri Guru Sri Ram, all glories to Shri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasesha Sundavari Pastatare Chatarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Ashwara Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4 chapter 29 verse 4 Yada Jigrishan Purusha Kachnena Prakrute Guna Nava Dvara Dvi Asta Amri Tatanu Tatra Amanuta Sadhu Diti Yada Jagrikshan Purusha Kachnena Prakrute Guna Navadvaran vihastangri Tatra manuta sadhiti Yada jivikshan purusha Katsnina prakudar guna Navadvaran vihastangri
Tatra manuta sadhiti
Katra manuta sadhiti
Yada jikshan purusha
Yada jikshan purusha
Katsnena prakrte gunam
Katsnena prakrte gunam
Navadvaram udhi hastam udhi hastam
udhi Navadvaram udhi hastam udhi
Katra manuta sadhiti
Tatramanuta Sanjati Yada, when Jigakshang, desiring to enjoy Purushaha, living entity, Kartsnena, in total Prakriti, of material nature, Guna, modes, Navadvaram, having nine gates, Dvi, two, Asta, hands, hungry, legs, tatra, there. Manuta, he thought, sadhu, very good, iti, thus. Translation, when the living entity wants to enjoy the modes of material nature in their totality, prefers, out of many bodily forms, to accept that body which has nine gates, two hands, two legs. Thus he prefers to become a human being or a demigod. Purport, this is a very nice explanation of how the spiritual being, the part and parcel of Krishna God, accepts the material body by virtue of his own desires. Accepting two hands, two legs, and so on, the living entity fully enjoys the modes of material nature. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, O Saina, Bharata, O Conqueror, the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate. Originally, the living entity is a spiritual being, but when he actually desires to enjoy this material world, he comes down. From this verse, we can understand that the living entity first accepts a body that is human in form, but gradually, due to his degraded activities, he falls into lower forms of life, into the animal, plant, and aquatic forms. By the gradual process of evolution, the living entity again attains the body of a human being and is given another chance to get out of the process of transmigration. If he again misses his chance in the human form to understand his position, he is again placed in the cycle of birth and death in various types of bodies. The desire of the living entity to come into the material world is not very difficult to understand, although one may be born in a family of Aryans where there are restrictions against meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex. Still, one may want to enjoy these forbidden things. There is always someone who wants to go to a prostitute for illicit sex or a hotel to eat meat or drink wine. There is always someone who wants to gamble at nightclubs or enjoy so-called sports. All these propensities are already within the hearts of the living entities. But some living entities stop to enjoy these abominable activities and consequently fall down to a degraded platform. The more one desires a degraded life within his heart, the more he falls down to occupy different forms of abominable existence. This is the process of transmigration and evolution. A particular type of animal may have a strong tendency to enjoy one kind of sense enjoyment, but in the human form one can enjoy all the senses. The human form has the facility to utilize all the senses for gratification. Unless one is properly trained, he becomes a victim of the lowest material nature, as confirmed by Bhagavad Gita. The bewildered spirit soul under the influence of the three modes of material nature thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. As soon as one desires to enjoy his senses, he puts himself under the control of material energy automatically or mechanically. It's placed in the cycle of birth and death in various life forms. Translation: when the living entity wants to enjoy the modes of material nature in their totality, prefers out of many bodily forms to accept that body which has 9 gates, 2 hands, and 2 legs. Thus he prefers to be a human being or a demigod. Previously it was described how Paranjana wandered around and eventually he found a suitable place to live, which means he found a suitable body, and then that body was described having 9 gates and 2 hands and 2 legs. So previous verse to this mentioned that one could go into different forms of life, like a ghost or a four-legged animal or a multi-legged animal like a centipede or whatever. But here it says that one can enjoy with all the senses very nicely in the human form of life. So that means that the senses have developed to quite a high degree. So in other animals, all the senses are not developed. So they may have a good sense of sight, but maybe they don't have smell or whatever. Or they have touch or whatever, and they don't have sight and smell. So in various species of life, we have some limitations on the various senses. The human being, of course, also is limited. He cannot do everything with all the senses, but at least all of the senses are functioning to a quite a high standard, which means that he can perceive things in a much better way. He has an added facility in which the intelligence is also more highly developed than the animals. And therefore, this also allows him more types of enjoyment in the material world. In this way, the human body is considered to be a more favorable place from the point of view of enjoyment. At the same time, it is also more favorable from the spiritual point of view, because with higher intelligence, one can be aware of oneself, one can be aware of the body and the soul, one can ask questions about existence, etc., which lower intelligence cannot do. Animals cannot do this. So, from the spiritual point of view, it is favorable, but normally the jiva is not thinking of that, what is favorable for spiritual life. He's thinking what is favorable for enjoying the material world. So as is mentioned here, the human body, or at least the body with the 9 gates and the 2 hands and 2 feet, which means a human or some form like that. The demigods also have the same similar form. So these are better forms for enjoying the material world. So the living entity becomes satisfied with that. However, it's not a fixed position because one must give up that body. In the case of Paranjana, he got another human body. But that is not guaranteed. One can become an animal or a plant. So that is described in Bhagavad Gita, where it says that gradually one can sink down to lower and lower species of life. Human life or human birth is not always guaranteed. So, what is the factor which determines this? And that is karma. So due to karma, one is forced to take certain types of body. That means we don't have complete choice or free will to choose what we want as far as our body is concerned. If we come to the human form, fine, we would prefer that over other forms of life, but due to karma, we may not get that. Even if we want that, we may not get that because we don't deserve it. So that is the law of karma. So karma, of course, is part of the material world. It is a law, a material law. And the jivas have to obey that law. So at no point should the jiva foolishly think that he can escape from this and that he has free will in the matter. No, he is forced to take certain bodies. However, we should also understand that the jiva is not totally under the control of karma or material energy and property. Though in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita says, yes, the jiva is forced by property this way and that way in the material world, and he thinks he's the doer, but he's not. So yes, in one sense, he's not the doer because he cannot control karma completely, and he cannot control the jivanas, etc. But we should not think that the living entity has no free will and no choices and no power at all. After all, the jiva is superior property. He's not the inferior property. Matter is inferior. So the jiva by nature is superior because he has consciousness. So, though material energy is very powerful and in many cases pushes the jiva around, the jiva actually has some free will. But that is not manifested except in the human form of life. If one becomes a human being, then we can choose nicely because of our intelligence. Choice means we use our intelligence to decide something. An animal cannot do that. So animal, yes, chooses, oh yes, I like this food or that food. Why? Because of gunas. So he's under the control of the gunas. Whereas a human being will think, oh, I want that food because that is healthier for me. I don't want to get sick. So he uses some rationale, not simply gunas and taste or whatever. So human being has higher intelligence. That allows him to make choices. Of course, if one is in different gunas, our freedom of choice is more or less. If we're in tamogun, we likely not make good choices at all, because ignorance means no discriminating power. So we make wrong choices all the time. So our free will doesn't operate too well in the lower gunas. Rajaguna, it operates a little better, but the intelligence is colored by desire for one's own enjoyment. So one's intelligence will always be thinking in terms of how to get enjoyment in the material world. Only when one comes to sattva-gun and one is detached, one actually can choose nicely. The freedom of choice is much more when one comes to a sattvic level. So, nevertheless, every human being, even if it's difficult in tamogun or rajagun still, he is responsible for his choices and therefore he gets karma. Animal does not get karma because he cannot choose. He cannot say this is good and that and bad, and then I'll do the bad acts, sinful activities. So the Animal cannot commit sin and consequently not create karma. The human being can create karma because he is responsible for his actions. And therefore, he can commit a sin. Animal cannot commit a sin. A human being can commit a sin. He does something wrong, whether it's tamogun or sattvagun, still he gets bad karma for that. Because he's supposed to be using his intelligence. So, of course, if we have a varnashram system, this helps because automatically we have rules which limit your sins. So even if you're in tamaguna, you're a sudra, you have to follow the rules. And therefore your sinful activity is curbed a lot. If we don't have that system, then the sinful activities are not curbed. And people will do all sorts of sinful activities and therefore suffer in future lifetimes. So it is always preferable for people in the lower modes to operate within a system of varnashram. And that way, gradually, they can advance and commit less and less sinful activities and live peacefully in the world. So the choice is there for the human being, but the choice of the sudra is he chooses to follow those rules in the varnashram system. He volunteers to participate in that system. That is his choice. So, of course, this is all talking about the jiva in the material gunas and how he goes around. So, by the varnashram system, one can become elevated birth after birth until one comes to sattva guna. And then one can strive for liberation from the material world. So that is the plan, Krishna's plan for the jiva through karma yoga, to get him through karma yoga and gyan yoga, and in this way elevate him in the material world and gradually get him out of the bondage. And then the Lord also has the process of bhakti. So even if one is in tamagun, one can partake of this process and also get out of the material world without having to go through rajagun, sattvagun, etc. Simply practices bhakti, and one surpasses all the gunas. So therefore the Bhagavatam glorifies bhakti, because even the dog-eater, by partaking of devotional service, surpasses the Brahma. That means all of his karmas of this lifetime get destroyed by the process of bhakti. And of course, this says, even if you half chant the name, if the name is on the tip of your tongue, and you half chant the name of the Lord, even that is enough to make you superior to the gunas and Brahmanas, etc. That is stated by Devahuti. So, therefore the process of bhakti is very, very strong for the human being. It's a very, very great blessing. It's by this method. One can very quickly solve the problem of the material world and getting body after body. But it requires one to be a human being. So the human being is the one that chants the name of the Lord, not animals. So it is the human being that does devotional service, not the animals. So one has to come to this level of becoming a human being. So therefore being a human being is best, because it allows us to partake of the process of bhakti rather than other processes. And the idea of being good for enjoyment, as in the case of Paranjana, he was in the city and he enjoyed going through the different gates, etc. That, of course, is a lesser consideration. The main good point of being a human being is that we can participate in bhakti and in this way get the perfection of life.
अभी इज्जत नहीं, दो जन चला रहा है, मैं वो एक बार जा रहा है, मैं
మీరు అడుగుతారు కర్మ గురించి ఇంత ఇంత డౌట్ ఉంది కాదు మీకు అడగచ్చు. అట్లే రాయి మరి కూర్చొని చూస్తాను.
ఓకే, ఇట్స్ అన్నీ టోటల్ వేస్ట్ వచ్చింది లైఫ్లో. இருக்காருன்னு பார்த்தேன். ஒன்றுமே இல்லை, அவர் சொல்லிட்டார் ரெண்டு கால் இருக்கிற ஹியூமன் வந்துட்டு ஸ்கேன் பண்ணுறது ஹியூமன், அதாவது மனுஷன். ஸ்கேன் பண்ணாதது அனிமல்.
ரெண்டே வார்த்தை,
ஒரே வார்த்தை முடிச்சார். ఎప్పుడు ఇప్పుడు మొన్న తీసుకుంటా అది బాగా ఉంది,
చిన్న చిన్నగా
అది కంటే పర్మిజన్ చేయాలి. పర్మిజన్ వచ్చింది నాకు కత్రికాలు చాలా, కత్రికాలు ఫ్రెష్ కత్రికాలు చేసేది అది బాగా వచ్చింది. జ్ఞానకి ఎంతనే కొంచెం కదా పోయిందనే టీవీని అనిపించి ఎట్లా ఎంజాయ్ చేస్తానని ట్రై చేయక అనిమల్గా ఉండక, అదే అనిమల్గా పోయేదానికి ఇప్పుడు లైఫ్ బాగుండగా ఉండక. కష్టపడి ఇప్పుడు టీవీని ఈ టీవీ చేసి అన్ని చేసి ఒక అనిమల్ బర్త్ చేసి ఇంత కష్టపడేది. ఇది ఇది కాదా
Thank you.
విషయాలు ఏమో సుఖంగా ఉండేది దర్శకు.
Thank you. ఆనందం రిక్వెస్ట్ యూజ్ చేస్తుంటారు. అంటే అంత ఏమీ పుస్త అయిపోతారు మనం వన్ వీక్ లో ఇప్పుడు అయిపోతే మంచి ముందు ఇలా మీరే పోయి వన్ వన్ చెప్తారు అంతా గమ్మ అయిపోతే మంచి ముందు ఇలా చెప్తారు ఓ రీసిన అది పట్టు రీసే ముందు
మనం క్యారెక్టర్ ఇంకా ఇలా దగ్గర పోయి చేస్తాం. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. కొంచెం నాలుగు తుని త్రాడే రాంటే ఒక వీటి
ఏం చేస్తాను నో బికౌజ్ దట్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో రూమ్ ఆల్
We don't have this.
Right.
We have only two hearts, big hearts.
Oh.
We don't have this.
And you move hands also, let our hearts
come. I understand. For the there are very interesting people, we need to understand and that is the
ప్రిజన్ల పడితే సార్ టీవీ
ஓ டிவி ஒன்லி இஸ் அ ப்ராப்ளம் இட்ஸ் அ ப்ரஜல்பா ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு சி டிவி பட் அதை சூசப்பட ரொம்ப இனியாகணும் பிகாஸ் ஐ ஆம் பினிஷிங் 16 ரவுண்ட்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் ஆட்டோமேட்டிக்லி ஃபீலிங் நாட் டு சீ இட் பிரபுன்னு பாருங்கன்னு இது வரைக்கும் அந்த பிரச்சாரம் எங்கே தெரிஞ்சிடட்டா ஆ பிரச்சாரம் மட்டும்தான் தின்னுட்டா லேதுட்டா முந்திரி தினிக்கினு தினப்புறம் உண்டுட்டேன்
சரி 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 சரி